in Ilchot Muktzeh in Chazon Ovadia Chelek Gimel, we are up to page Kaf Vav. We're in the middle of the sugya on page Kaf Vav, in the second column towards the bottom where it says Ra'iti v'sefer Igrot Moshe. We are in the middle of the halakha here regarding a vase with flowers, if we are allowed to be mitaltel, and bichlal, if we're allowed to put flowers in a vase on Shabbat. So we saw that in regards to muktzeh, it's not muktzeh, you're allowed to move it. And even in regards to putting branches, such as, let's say, hadasim or nana or things like that in water, basically it is mutar. And the Chumrah of the Ramah is Chumrah Yetera, we saw previously. And Rav Ovadia, in the last few lines before this paragraph, he said that Leinyan Halakha, a person is allowed to put them in water, even Lechatchila, and even flowers with such as roses that are closed, Lechatchila one should not put them in water. B'diavad, it's still mutar. But if they opened up already, you're allowed to put them in the water. So you're allowed to take flowers, which are open, and to put them in the water on Shabbat, in a vase. I think that on Thursday, the word vase was escaping me, and I think I kept on mentioning flower pot. And I hope that that did not give any kind of mistake in the eyes of people to actually be able to put flowers in a flower pot. That's not a flower pot, you know, with soil. Obviously, that's not allowed. That's going to take root. I meant all the time a vase. I don't think I even said the word vase. I don't know why. I just So I did say. Okay, fine. All right. I think I came in water. So I said in water.
Okay. קודם שאני פתוח, אני יכול לתרוש אותה, אפילו שהיא סגורה.
נכון, זה לא...
אז מה הבעיה? עשו אותה במים, אם היא תלוש כבר, והייתה במים.
כי אתה גורם פריחה. זה החומרה של הרמה. אמרנו שלהלכה באמת זה מותר, ואתה צודק, לפי הפוסקים המעריקש ואחרים, ראינו שמותר. אבל הרמה אומר, בלבד שלא יהיו בהם פרחים ושושנים הנפתחים מלחלוחית המים, כי יש בזה, because זה עניין של פריחה. You're causing a blossoming. On Shabbat, אולי זה חומרה כדי שאדם לא יבוא ממש.
But the nana the same thing. You know, if you take a nana, seem lev, if you take nana, you take it out from the water, after half an hour you put it in the water, they stand up, otherwise look at that.
Otherwise, yeah, but you're not really opening up anything. You're just you're avoiding it. אתה גורם שלא ימותו. זה לא שאתה מחיה, אתה גורם שלא ימות. That's something else.
The flower food.
So we did speak about that before, and animals that are your animals, you definitely are allowed.
Right, but birds outside.
So we also learned that. Why are you asking? How is that connected to?
To feed the plants.
I'll tell you why. I'm just amazed because that's exactly the halakha that we learned before this. Oh. To me, it's not really connected, but somehow it connected.
You're feeding the plants.
Oh, okay, very nice. So we learned that to put out food that anyway you were about to throw into the garbage, you're not deliberately giving it to the animals, but you're putting it out, and they're going to come. You're allowed also. So we learned that too.
Feed the plants now. Deliberately, you want it to, you know, to live a little bit longer.
Right. So it would seem to me that it's mutal. He doesn't talk about it here, but it would seem to me that to put that powder in would be mutal, if we're saying that you're allowed to put the flowers in. But lechatchila, flowers that are going to open up more, one should not do. Now, it's a chumrah, not to. Right. No, we said that. Exactly. That's what we just said.
But they want to be careful because it looks like we're it's alive, you know.
Exactly.
And that you might think you could do it with.
Exactly. That's what I was saying. That could be the reason for the chumrah. What about making a bouquet on Shabbat? Mm-hmm. He says here, "Ra'iti v'sefer Igrot Moshe shekatav I saw in the Got Moshe of Rav Moshe Feinstein, who wrote, שהמקבץ מיני פרחים בשבת לעשות כליל ליופי ולהעמידם בבית או על השולחן, עשו משום מתקן מנה. Rav Moshe Feinstein wrote that to gather nice flowers together and to put them nicely together as a bouquet on the day of Shabbat is not allowed because of the reasoning of metaken mana. You are fixing something. You are making something into something different. You're metaken. Ve'eged halulav u'minav shani she'negadim mechamat ha'mitzvah. Now, putting together the lulav and the hadasim and aravot, which basically we don't do it on Shabbat, okay, but we know that originally that is allowed on Shabbat. He says that's allowed because the fact that they're put together, that's because of the mitzvah. So, velo nehira. Rav Uvadia says, however, this is not halachically correct. Delo sheach baze isu metaken mana. שאפילו אם תימצא לומר שיש לפרחים תורת כלי, הרי כל פרח בפני עצמו נחשב כלי. וכשמחברם יחד לב מדיעביד. Rav Uvadia does not agree that combining flowers is considered making a keli, making a vessel, metaken mana. He says, even if you want to tell me that flowers have the status of a kli, but each one is a kli in itself. All you're doing is putting them together. So Rav Uvadia says that making a bouquet of flowers together and, you know, combining them nicely and maybe even putting them in the vase, according to what we learned before, is allowed on Shabbat. Ve'ayen be'orchot chaim shekatav b'shem Rav Me'orei Or shezuk pa'amon sheyatza mimenu ha'inbal mutar le'achziro ve'eno kemetaken keli. He brings from a sefer of Orchot Chaim that a Zuk Pa'amon, a couple of bells, right? A bell that the piece inside, I forgot the name of that, what the piece inside, the anvil, that's why it's called Inbal in Hebrew, very good, very good. The anvil that's inside that actually causes the, you know, the bell noise, if let's say that came off, according to the Orchot Chaim, you're allowed to put it back in on Shabbat. Why? Share gam bifne atzmo nechshav keli. Because even in of itself, it's considered already a keli shehu ra'ui lehakisho, because you can take it and make the noise. Even when they're separate, you can take it and, you know, with your hand, make the noise. So it already has a din of keli. So putting it together, putting it back, inserting it back into the bell, is not considered making a keli. Ve'eno dome limnora shel prakim. It's not similar to the case, the classic case in the Gemara of Metaken Mana, is a menorah, a candelabra, right, that's made out of pieces. And now, on Shabbat, you put the pieces together and you made the menorah. That is not allowed. Shekol chaticha mimena bifnei atzma ena keli. Because each piece is not a keli bifnei atzmo. Now, when you put them all together, it's considered a keli. V'chen katav b'shut b'tzer ha'chokhma. V'kayim alan en binyan u'stira b'kelim. Essentially, we hold lehalacha anyway that there is no isur of boneh when it comes to kelim. So there is a problem of mitaken mana, but not when the kli, when each piece itself is considered a keli. So that's what he goes on till the end of the paragraph here to say that making a bouquet will not have the problem of mitaken mana, but there might be another problem, and that is grouping together.
Yeah, that's what
I was me'amer. We even one Friday night we learned about it.
They put it together.
To gather together. So there's one of the 39 melachot is called me'amer. To make a big pile, let's say you go into the backyard and you gather all the apples that are on the floor, you gather them together into one spot. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbat. That's called me'amer. So how about gathering flowers and put them together? Is this me'amer? We're going to see that it's also not. Because if you remember, there was one thing that we said then that will answer. Uma shekatav besof ha-siman b'shem badeh ha-shulchan. I'm reading in the middle of the first column, Kavzayim. And this that he brought down from the Badesh Shulchan, she yesh bazeh mishum elechet me'amel, The Badei Shulchan says that there is a problem also of me'amer, of grouping, of gathering. Leta, this is also not true. She'isur me'amer shayach dafka keshe me'amer bimkom gidulo. That's a very important principle in me'amer. Remember, only, that's why I said backyard, and they grew on the trees there, and now in the place where these items grow, that's where you're not allowed to make a pile. That's like going to the field of wheat and making a pile of wheat. That's one of the melachot. That's me'amer. But that's only b'makom gidulo, in the place where they grow. Kemo shekatvu atosfot betza lamed alef amud alef. Vehasmag lavin samechhe. Vechen katav marana kesef mishne b'shem haramach shamekabetz perot babayit mutar. If a person, let's say, is gathering fruits, he wants to make a basket of fruits in his house. So he takes from one shelf in the fridge and another and this, whatever, and this, and he puts a nice basket of fruits. That would be allowed because it's not mekom gidulo, it's not the place where the fruits grow. Yes.
Does this halacha come from
the Mekoshesh
Etzim at all?
Mekoshesh Etzim has to do with me'amer. Of course, that what was.
Comes from the Mekoshesh Etzim, or
it doesn't. No, it doesn't come. It comes from the fact that it's one of the 39 melachot. Mm-hmm. The Mekoshesh Etzim, the guilt on him was that he went against the 39 melachot. Yeah. But you're right that Mekoshesh Etzim, mazel lekoshesh. Lekoshesh means to gather. Mm-hmm. That was the melacha of the classic melacha of me'amer. So that's what he goes on to explain here. In the rest of the paragraph, and then in the second column, on the second line on top, he brings down Aval Mishnah Bura Katav Shedat Maran Deshelo Bimkom Gidulo Afilu Isura De Rabbanan Leka. The Mishnah Bura writes that the opinion of Maran Shulchan Aruch that if you do it Shelo Bimkom Gidulo, not in the place where it grows, even Isur De Rabbanan there isn't. Right? V'katav V'Sefer Az Nidberu Shemeachar Shemishnah Bura Katav Leatir Shelo Bimkom Gidulo. What's the reason to be machmir in this once the Mishnah Berurah himself tells us that it's mutar? Alright, and so far it's not a problem of mitaken mana and it's not a problem of me'amer. In the paragraph afterwards, towards the bottom of Kavzayin, towards the end, He discusses the opinion of the Rambam. Uma shekatav Rav Tal Orot bedat Rambam shelo yizkir klal achiluk de shelo bimkom gidulo shari. Some poskim want to say that the Rambam did not hold of this chiluk, of this difference in me'amer between mikom gidulo, not mikom gidulo. The Rambam didn't mention it. Besefer Oti Leolam katav she'en litmo al ze. So the Oti Leolam, that's a beautiful sefer on Hilchot Shabbat, he says, that's not, you shouldn't wonder about that. It shouldn't bother you. Mipene she'en derech ha-Rambam le'avi b'chiburo ela ma she'nizkar b'gmara b'ferush. The way of the Rambam is that he only says explicitly things that are explicitly said in the Gemara. And since the chiluk between mekom gidulo and not is something that is an extraction of the Rishonim from the Gemara, so he doesn't write it b'ferush, but that doesn't mean he doesn't agree with it. U'kemo she'katav ha-knest ha-gdola v'siyato. גם אליה רבא כתב שדעת מרן הכסף משנה, שגם הרמב״ם מודה שאין איסור אלא במקום גידולו. The Rambam is also on board with this חילוק, that the me'amer is only במקום גידולו, only in the place where it grows. And so writes the Egletal as well, and that's what he goes on to discuss in the next page.
That's where they do the melacha, right there.
Exactly. The definition of this melacha is when you're gathering something in the place where it's normal to gather them as a labor, as a work. At home, someone gathering a fruit for a basket, that's not a melacha. That's just putting together something that you're about to eat. Or in this case that he's saying, putting together a bouquet for a beauty, that's also not considered me'amer. Unless you go down to the garden. And there are, of course, we're not talking about plucking out flowers. That's for sure not allowed. But let's say you have all over the floor. And there, that's where you gather them and make a bouquet. That would be a problem of me'amir. So that's basically the point that he goes through until the next halacha. So turn to page kaftet. We'll see halacha yudbet. Okay? And this is about watering seeds on Shabbat. So obviously, first of all, asu min haTorah להשקות את הזרעים בשבת, וחייב משום זורע. This is obvious, a clear halakha, one of the lametet melachot. One is not allowed to water seeds on Shabbat. That's chayav mishum zorea. Now, the definition of zorea is seeding. Seeding doesn't mean watering. Seeding means putting seeds in the ground. That's the av melacha. That's the clear case of zorea on Shabbat. The Gemara, as he will bring us from Masechet Moed Katan, lehashkot, to water, is chayav mishum zorea. It's an offshoot of the isur of zorea, of the av melacha of zorea. Therefore, v'ha'ochlim baginot u'bapardesim b'shabbat, those who are eating in a garden or in an orchard on Shabbat, yizaharu shelo yitlu yedehem al hazra'im. They have to be careful, this is a quote from Shulchan Aruch, Siman Shin Lamedvav, not to do netilat yadayim upon the zra'im on the floor. Shalidekach mashkim otam. Because thereby you are watering them. Ve'af al pi she'enam mitkavnim lekach, and even though they don't have in mind to water the plants or the seeds on Shabbat, you have in mind to do netilat yadayim. But we all know the rule. Mikol makom psik reshehu. Even davar she'enam mitkaven, something that you don't have in mind, but if it's inevitable to happen, doing netilat yadayim over seeds, that's inevitably going to water them, right? So even though you don't have that in mind, but it's called psikreshe. Psikreshe is not allowed on Shabbat.
Now if you want to like move a chair on the grass, and you know it's going to be polish.
If you do know, then you're not allowed. But if you don't know,
you can't,
if there is a doubt, then maybe not. Right?
So then it's not psikreshe. That's your case.
Like when you're dragging a chair on the grass, right?
So if it's a heavy one, if it's the halakha, you're quoting the halakha, gorer adam, mita, kiseh, v'shulchan, v'shabbat. Why? Because it's not mitkaven to make a charitz. That's talking about the type of chair or bench that you are pulling, that not necessarily is it going to cause a charitz, a ditch in the ground. It's not that heavy, you know, that it's psikreshe. But if it's a very heavy one that you know you're going to be plowing through the ground, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbat. So that's the case of psikreshe.
So this washing, and then it's falling on the
on the seeds.
On the seeds.
Yeah.
What about just
desert?
Regular
ground would be allowed. Would be allowed. What would be the problem?
No, because I went to somebody's house in Sukkot.
Right.
Outside.
Okay.
Said, what do you mean? He said.
Oh, so he said it's allowed.
Yes.
There you go. So, because why? It was on pavement?
No, it was
on grass?
Sand. Not grass.
On sand.
Sand.
Something that's not going to, you know, there's no seeds there.
No, you don't grow on the grass or whatever is small, you know.
If you on sand, if you pour water, it's going to grow stuff. I don't think so.
No, water is going to go to the glass.
Okay, so if indirectly now you poured it on one spot, and indirectly it's going to stream somewhere, so that's already different. I think he's going to talk about that. Then it's still allowed because it's not. First of all, it's not psikreshe anymore. Secondly, it's grama. It's indirectly. So coupled with the fact that you are not mitkaven to water the seeds, that would be mutal. Let's see what he says.
If you're just eating like cherries or a fruit, and let's say it's raining out, and you're eating it. And
you have to be careful. You cannot throw seeds into a place where it can maybe take root. You have to be careful. Eating watermelon, let's say, this is more common, right? Watermelon, maybe today they don't have watermelon with seeds. So it used to be a time, you know, you spit out seeds and all that. You have to be careful. On Shabbat, I'm sure it would be, let's say, a very relevant thing. You're eating on the porch, and you're eating watermelon, and you're shooting the seeds, you know, into the backyard. The person has to be careful not to do that on Shabbat. Yeah. But that's not the case we're talking about. We're talking about doing netilat yadayim with water on seeds. So now, if it's directly on it, yes, it's psikreshe, it's not allowed. Mihu, mihu means however. Kiyo, a sink. Asher hamayim hanishpachim letocho zormim derech tzinor umagiim lekarka sheyesham zayim. You're pouring your water, you're doing netilat yadayim into a sink. And from this sink, through the pipe, the water reaches, it pours out. Let's say it's like a type of sink that you have outside, and you know, it goes out into, it flushes into the grass. Sheyesh sham zayim mutar litol yadav o lehadiach kelim betocho. You're allowed to do netilat yadayim or to wash the dishes in such a sink. So if you look in the Mekorot Yud Aleph, first he brings machloket bagmara hamashke ma'im lezraim b'Shabbat. Rabba amar chayav mishum choresh, v'Rav Yosef amar chayav mishum zoreya. It's a machloket between Rabba and Rav Yosef in the Gemara. What exactly is the melacha of watering? Rabba held it has to do more with plowing. Plowing, if you remember, we explained the definition of plowing is that you are softening the ground to be able to produce. So now watering definitely does that, right? Watering softens the ground. So that's why Rabba says that it's a tolada, lehashkot is a tolada of choresh. But Rav Yosef says it's chayav mishum zoreya. It's a tolada of seeding. You might ask, what's the nafkamina? Who cares if it's choresh or zoreya? Both of them are av melacha. Both of them are midoraita. Maze mishane? You should know that always the nafkamina, whenever you see in the Gemara or Machloket, what is the melacha of such and such act? Even though you're right, both of them is the either way is the deoraita, but you should know that in the olden days when a person would actually get punished for Chilul Shabbat, so we know that in order to be punished for Chilul Shabbat, it has to be be'edim u'behatra'a. It has to be with witnesses that two people saw that he did it. And not only that, it's not enough that they saw that he did it, that there was a warning. Now, what warning are we talking about? So it's interesting. It's not enough that they tell him, hey, what are you doing? Don't do that. It's not allowed. That is a warning that comes up short. You can't just say that. That's not enough. You have to actually say what the isur is. You have to tell him, hey, do you know what you're doing is zoreah? That's called a hatra'ah, and then if he proceeded to do it anyway, that's when he gets punished. So, therefore, it's a very big nafkamina to know what is exactly the name of the melacha. Because if the edim say, according to Rav Yosef, if the edim see someone who is pouring water, and they tell him, hey, what you're doing is choresh, he doesn't get punished. Because it's an incorrect hatra'ah. According to Rav Yosef, it's not choresh, it's zoreah. And vice versa, according to Rabba. So that's why it's important that it makes a nafkamina to know the melacha, even though legabe isu, regarding the fact that it's asu, they're both asu. It's both asu midoraita. Upasak harambam perikhet milchot shabbat alacha bet kerav Yosef, shechayav mishum zoreah. V'ta'amo sheken ita lehedya b'yushalmi. The Rambam was posek like Rav Yosef, that the watering is chayav mishum zoreah, and the reason being, because that's what the Yerushalmi clearly says in the seventh perek of Masechet Shabbat. He brings in brackets, Derech HaRambam Lifsok KeHayerushalmi. It's a well-known principle that the Rambam, let's say one issue happens to be a machloket in the Talmud Bavli. And in the Yerushalmi, you see clearly like one opinion. The way of the system of the Rambam was to take the Yerushalmi's opinion and say that is the halakha. That was that's something that we find many times in the Rambam. Ukmo shekatav Ra'avad be'asagot, the Ra'avad himself writes that about the Rambam, that is his derech. V'chen pasak ha'ozarua, v'ayin v'shekatavnu b'shelot u'tshuvot, yabia omer chelek dalet. V'katav be'agaot maimoni b'shem ha'geonim, she'ha'ochel bagina b'shabbat, asur lo litol yadav al hazra'im, she'af al pi she'eno mitkaven la'ashkotam, mikol makom psik reshehu ve'asur. So we see, this halakha is brought from the Geonim. The Geonim already warned us not to wash our hands on ground that may have seeds. V'chen katav Rabbeinu Eliezer Mimetz b'sefer Yere'im. The Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, in his Sefer Yere'im, he wrote the same. U'b'sefer Yom HaShalem, ve'ozarua, ve'asmag, ve'amodechi, u'b'sefer HaTrumah, v'chen katav b'shut HaRashba, v'chen pasak HaTur ve'ashulchan Aruch, siman shalu sif gimel. U'ma shekatavnu, שכיור אשר המים הנשפחים בתוכו זורמים דרך צינור ומגיעים לקרקע שיש בו זרעים אף על פי... It seems like one word is missing here. אף על פי כן, it should say, מותר ליטול ידיים לתוכו בשבת. And this that we wrote in the halakha, that you're allowed to do netilat yadayim into a sink, that the water goes into the karka, flows into the ground. Afal pichen, it should say. Still, even so, it is mutar. Hine en lachush bazeh leisur hashka'at zra'im b'shabbat. There's no chash of watering on Shabbat. Why? Ki isur ze'enu ela keshemashke be'ikare hazra'im mamash. The isur is only when you are directly watering the zra'im themselves, the seeds themselves. Kemo shekatav Rashi, as Rashi writes in Moed Katan, v'chen katav be'agaot achatam sofer, deha dekaimalan, potki maim legina be'erev Shabbat, umitmalet ve'olechet kol hayom, ilu na'asa ken, בשבת אין בו חיוב חטאת, משום דווקא המשקה מים לזרעים ממש חייב. חתם סופר also himself, he says this, that it's that מדאורייתא, the מלאכה of השקעה, of watering, is only when you are directly watering over the seeds, not when you're pouring here, and then it streams onto the seeds. That's not asu מדאורייתא. וכתב הגאו... And I say midoraita, meaning it's midrabanan. So okay, so it's asur midrabanan. What are you telling me? It's mutar. I didn't say that. What halacha did he say? To do netilat yadayim. In other words, if you are deliberately, you want to water your seeds. So what do? You say, you know what? I'm going to water it from a pipe from here, and then it flows. It's mutar. No, midrabanan, that's not allowed. What we're talking about here is davar sheno mitkaven. You have in mind to do netilat yadayim. It happens to be that it's flowing. So, psik reshe, not psik reshe, davar sheno mitkaven, and meaning I don't have the intention to do it. And it's only midrabanan, even if it were to be done deliberately, then it's mutar.
Therefore, would you be able to use a timer on your sprinkler system to...
The truth is that halachically you are, I think he's even going to talk about that, but yes, you are. Yeah. Using a... because it's not direct. It's indirectly. Always the din of a timer on Shabbat has a din of a grama. And that's why, for example, although there are those that will say that you shouldn't, and therefore the minhag is to be machmir.
Because of ayin.
Right. Marita ayin would be an issue. But, you know, for example, programming a timer on a Shabbat plate, on a hot plate, to heat up something which you're not supposed to heat up on Shabbat. You're allowed. You're allowed to do that. Why? Because it's grama. That's why you're allowed. So something like this also would be to use a timer just to water the grass would be allowed. The issue would be marita ayin. The issue would be that maybe someone will walk by and say, maybe someone turned it on just now. Maybe someone, you know. So that would be the issue. Yeah, but in the act itself, the act itself is not a problem.
Oh,
so if you make it clear, true. If you make it clear that, you know, Shabbat and it was programmed before, there is a Shaon Shabbat. Mutar. Simcha, you wanted to ask something? You wanted to say something?
Put a sign out.
Put a sign out.
Like when
Shaon Shabbat.
Plates in the sink. And secondary, a person washes their hands, but yet is able to rinse off
What would be wrong with that?
I'm just saying it's in a similar...
But you're allowed to rinse the dishes, let's say in preparation for the next meal or something like that. But and I mean, you're saying, let's say in the case where it's right before Motzei Shabbat and you're not allowed to do the dishes then, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, or a time where you're not going to, like, they're sitting there and you still have, like, it's Friday night and you still have another plate for the next morning, but yet you still want to...
So you would be allowed to do netilat yadayim because your intention is not to wash the dishes, because and coupled with the idea that even if you were to wash the dishes, it's only a derabanan. It's not a deoraita.
So if you just wash your hands, not even netilat yadayim,
You would be allowed. Yeah, exactly.
I know it was. I was wondering if it's the same category, similar.
Yeah, so it's a good example. Okay. That's a good example. Umer, bo nagid yesh lo kilim, ulo tzarech takilim ha'ele. You know, let's say he doesn't... Right, I knew that. So that's fine. Some are machmir that, you know, because Yavaham here is adding the point that even if you do have dishes for the next meal, but there is still a hetel to do the dishes because you don't want to leave the sink dirty on Shabbat. But that's something that not everybody holds by, so, you know. Where are we here? וכתב הגאון מהרשם בספר דעת תורה שמותר ליטול ידיו סמוך לעשבים ואפילו תוך שלושה טפחים לעיקרי הזרעים יש להקל. Even if you're washing your hands three טפחים away from the grass, you're allowed. ואף על פי שבספר גדולות אלישע כתב שאפילו אם משליך מים בקרקע חוץ לזרעים והמים נזחלים והולכים על הזרעים ודאי שאסור. There is posek that is machmir. בכל מקום יש להקל, משום שהנוטל ידיו לקיו. Mamash exactly like what we just said. That if you are going to pour the water for the purpose of planting, or meaning watering the seeds, but you're doing it in a way that it's only going to flow from where you did it, so then that is not allowed. However, להקל משום שהנוטל ידיו לקיו, but to do נטילת ידיים in the sink, אינו מתכוון להשקוט את הזרעים, ואפילו אם אפשר שיגיעו המים על הזרעים, and even if it's possible that it's going to reach the seeds, אינו פסיק רשה, it's not for sure, ואפילו אם תימצא לומר דאבי פסיק רשה, אפשר שאין העשבים צריכים למים. He adds here another סברה. He says, even if you want to say it's פסיק רשה, meaning that it's inevitable, that the water is going to reach the grass, but maybe this the grass, the particular grass that the water is going to hit, did not need the water. It's fine without it. So you're just pouring water for no reason. Shebaze en isu min haTorah, which midoraita, that's not asu. Kemo shekatav beSefer Yireim anal, shetzarich liizayer bemakom sheasavim veazraim tzrichim lamayim kegon bimot haKaitz. The Yireim, who is the author of this chumra of washing our hands on the seeds, he told us to be careful in a place where the asavim need the water. So that means if it doesn't need the water, and you're doing it indirectly, and you have in mind only to do netilat yadayim, it's not for the good, you know, for the purpose of watering, it's mutar. וכן דייק מזה לנכון בפתח הדביר, this דיוק is also in the פתח הדביר, שבימי החורף, for example, in the days of winter, Shakshamim mitzuyim. Very interesting. He says where rain is galore, is always available. Ve'en azraim tzachim lamayim, and the seeds don't need your little water from the tilat yadayim. Yesh lakel. ואף אם תימצא לומר שעל כל פנים יש בזה, even if you want to tell me there is a isumid rabbanan שעושה את העשבים יפים יותר, maybe you're making them greener or something, וגם יועיל להם לעתיד לבוא, maybe it's going to help them in the long run, כמו שכתב מהרח פלאג'י, ואין עוד שרה גם העיר, כל מקום, הווה פסיק רשא בדרבנן, שרבים מתירים. But we're talking here about a פסיק רשא in a דרבנן, where most of the פוסקים are מתיר. So that's basically the idea here I see that he's bringing. He brings in the middle of the column here, he says, "Belavachi." Let's say the imazraim shebagina inam shelo. Let's say we're talking about a garden that's not yours. You're by your friend. So he says, "Have bichlal mashamu David be'arad echavre, ve'havi psikrei shedelo nichale." You don't care for it to be planted. It's not yours. So that is another sniff. That's another branch to add for the heter over here. Because even if you want to tell me it's psik reshe, that it's inevitable, but it's lo nichale. It's not something that you care about. And according to the Aruch, is mutar lekamre. It's just that he says, to be honest, anan aktinan kedivrei rova poskim de svira le psik reshe de lo nichale asumid rabanan, but but if to begin with it's a derabanan, mishrashari, it's mutar. Ve'od kevan, I'm like around seven lines from the bottom. Shekevan she'en amayim hanizchalim la'asavim ba'im mikoach rishon havegrama be'alma. This we mentioned. Since you're doing it indirectly, ubigrama, and when it comes to indirect, afilu binyan shu psik reshe mutar. We hold that even if it's psik reshe, is mutar. כמו שכתב מהר"ל מפראג, נמצא את זה בנידון דידן הוותרי דרבנן, פסיק רשא ותודה. So he comes up with ample reason to say, once again, let's just be clear on what halakha we're talking about over here, to do נטילת ידיים into a kiyor, into a sink, from which the water flows directly into the onto seeds, onto a grass area, would be mutar on Shabbat. What is the next piece that he says on top of the second column of Lamed? Atzitz ben shehu shel etz ben shehu shel cheres sheyesh bo isbe besamim asur lehashkoto b'Shabbat. Let's say you have a flower pot, not a vase, a flower pot, whether it's wooden or it's made out of clay. The difference being that clay is not such a hefsek, not such an interruption from the ground. It actually is part of the yanika from the ground. So now, and it has, in this flower pot, you have isbe besamim. You have nice, fragrant plants. Asul ashkoto b'shabbat. You're not allowed to take, you know, a watering thing and pour water into it. V'chen asul iktof mimenu besamim b'shabbat, afal pi sheha'atzitz eno nakuv. Let's say you have a flower pot with nana, you know, that grows from it. You're not allowed to cut nana from this flower pot, even though it's atzitz eno nakuv, even though the flower pot has no hole on the bottom, which means it's portable. So it's not really like you're plucking from the ground. It's not yonik from the ground, still not allowed. V'cheni maya atzitz ala karka, and also we know, if let's say the flower pot was on an earthen floor, on an earth floor, you're not allowed to take the flower pot from the ground and put it on the table or put it on yetedot, on a stand. Thank you. I appreciate it. And to put on, why not? Because it's tolesh. It's like tolesh, even though it's not mamash rooted in the ground, but the fact that through the air, it takes yenika, it gets nourishment from the ground. So you're stopping that nourishment by picking it up and putting it on the table. Wow. That's also a form of tolesh.
Even if you need the space?
It's not about mukze.
It's not about
mukze. This is because of tolesh. Wow. You are uprooting from the ground, from mechubar lekarka. Yes, this is very... This, by the way, this is only brought to Derech Agav. He's going to have a whole section on this in itself. But that's... Afilu bli im ze shel cheres. If it's an earthenware... flower pot, if it's directly on the if it's on a tile floor, it's different.
Right.
So then to begin with, it wasn't receiving any nourishment, so you're just putting it, you know, moving it from one place to another. Then we could start talking about mukze, and if you had in mind that, you know, just like we say a vase is mutal, so it shouldn't be a problem of mukze, fine. But we're talking if it was placed on the ground. Now all you do is, you know, you're just picking it up. What do? I didn't cut any trees around here. No, you're still not allowed. It's that by the way, there's a well-known halakha.
Can you speak about hydroponics or no? Like the ones that are hydroponic in the water.
Yeah,
they don't
grow from the ground.
Yeah. Did they speak about that? If you could...
I don't know right now. That's a good question. That's a good question to have in mind. He's just bringing this here, Derech Agav. That's a good question to keep in mind to find the answer to. If let's say it doesn't grow by yenika from the kalka, you're saying, right? So it would seem that it's mutaba. I just don't want to say that without being sure. V'cheni maya ha'atzitz al ha'karka en nitol oto le'anichol al ha'shulchan o ha'letedot she'baze u'mafsik yenikato min ha'karka, because you are cutting the yenika, the nourishment from the ground. V'im haya atzitz al ha'karka mirutzefet etev, like I told you, if the atzitz, the flower pot, was on a tiled floor, mutar litlo le'anichol b'chol makom shirtzeh. You're allowed to move it and place it. V'im haya atzitz shel zchuchit o shel matechet, if let's say we're talking about a flower pot of glass or of metal, mutar litlo b'chol inyan. Even if it's on the ground, you're allowed because it cannot be receiving any nourishment. Okay, so that would be a hefsek. That would be considered a hefsek. So, I think that would be a hefsek. I'm saying that would be, it's not receiving yenika from the ground. Only if it's cheres or even wood. Those are the two that would be not allowed to move off of a ground.
You have it in the flower pots, you have it in sand, and then in the pot,
mm-hmm.
and then on the floor. So
mm-hmm.
does it matter if it doesn't have that, or
we're talking about that it does, that it's in does. That it's in soil and it's placed on the ground.
Wow.
It's not allowed.
So it gets
because it is yonek, yeah. Gemara Meforeshet, yeah.
Oh,
they knew everything. What do you mean?